Kelim Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. So now, Be'ez Hashem, we're starting the actual halachas, the different types of Kelim, and the differences between the Yecholus LeKabel Tumah and the Oifin HaTahara of different Kelim. The Mishnah starts Kli Eitz, Ukli Or, Ukli Etzem, Ukli Zchuchis, Pshuteyem Tehoirim, something without, we'll just say it simply, but I've added a lot of details to it, something without a Kli Kibul. Pshuteyem means it's poshut, it's flat. There's nothing designed to be a kli, just the material functions as a kli. Umikableim tmeim. If without a kli kibul, tohirim. And by the way, it's important to point out tohirim in the context of this Mishnah and many, many Mishnayas. Amir Hashem, to the length and breadth of say the Taharis, the word tohirim over here does not mean it is tohir. We're talking over here about the kli being roi lekabel tumo. Tohirim means it can't be mekabel tumo. Umikableyan, and the clay kibul, if it has a clay kibul, tmeim, tmeim means it's a royal lekabel tumah. We send the psicha to Maseches Kelim, the pasuk says in the parsha clay midyon, which we will be'ez Hashem reference a lot over the length and breadth of Maseches Kelim. The pasuk in parsha's matter says, v'chol beged, v'chol klior, v'chol masi, izim, v'chol kli eitz, tischato. They have to be nitar. Tischato is the lotion of that it needs a chitui, it needs a tahara. So the Rav brings down from the words of the pasuk v'chol ma'ase izim. Izim means anything made, what's called sak, anything made out of woven rough material. L'rabba is dover haba mina izim mina karnayim mina tolfayim. This tells us not only ma'ase izim, but it also tells us anything made karnayim is horns, tolfayim is hoofs. Anything made from hard material, the animal. Dahainu kli etzem. Talk about a shofar made from an animal. So if the animal was dead before the shofar was taken off, is the shofar mekabel tumah? Now, the shofar doesn't have a kli shor, doesn't have a kli kibul, so it's not a great example. But lamoshal, if something was made out of a tusk of an elephant, so it's from a behemoth tumah, it came from a dead elephant. So again, you have the same thing. When it's just a tusk, it's not mekabel tumah because it doesn't have any clay kibul. It's not turned into a kli. Not miyuchet for a kli. But theoretically, if you can have it, but even where it's a kli, tumas nevela won't have because it's not basar. It's inedible. It's hard material. It's called kli etzem. There's a new type of kli called kli etzem, and it's over here in the pasuk. The Rav continues v'ishkish lekli oru kli etz. It's compared to kli or v'kli etz. And a pashashmini iskish kli or v'kli eitz l'sak. Because the pasuk says, mikol kli eitz ebeged or sak, this is in the parasha. At the end of pashashmini of Kabbalah's tumah. Kabbalah's tumah from a sheretz or any other dova amitami. Hilkoch pshuteim tehoirim. The Rav brings down the lashon of Chazal is that sak, with the Torah says sak, that means that it's something, a sak, is something that has a klei kibul. The metaltul mole v'rekon. Used to store items, it's used to carry items. Think about like a paper bag. So it's used to carry items, and it could be used even when it's empty. It could be used, you'll take it from place to place in order to fill it up with items. Now the Mishnah does not include Klei Cheres. Klei Cheres is also in the Pasuk in Parashat Shmini, but it's not included in this first phrase because it's not included in the din of Pshuteim Tohirin or Mekableim Tmeim, as we'll soon see. Kli Mateches as well are not included because they also don't have the din of Pshuteim Tohirim. So now they're also not included in this list. These are Doime, that they're Kelim not Hachi Chashuvim, they're not Kli Mateches, but they're also not Kli Cheres, which are less Choshuv. They're Eitz or Etzem. Kli Schuchis is not Mekabel Tumah Midrabbonon. Midaraisa, it's not Mekabel Tumah Midaraisa because Midaraisa, it's not Kli Cheres. The raw material starts with sand. It's doimus and mele chazal asud klei schuches because it's doimel lekli cheres. The Rav also points out that kli cheres also has the din of pshuteim tohirim, so it could have been included in the first phrase of pshuteim tohirim mekabel tumah. So he says it's not so. He says it's a different type of din. These type of kelim, eitz or etzem or schuches, pshuteim. When they're flat and they don't have a base kibul, they're not mekabel tumah. Kli cheres, theoretically, even without a base kibul, let's say you have something that's hollow, it's empty on the tiara. He calls a chovis, which is open on either side. So it really doesn't have a clay kibble. You can't put something in and it'll stay there. It's open from both ends. But it does have ear space that's used for storage. By kli cheres, what's makabel the tumah is not the klim, it's at the bottom of the kli, but it's the avir of the kli cheres. Kli cheres is tomei ba'avir, even without being touched. Therefore, b'chi agadna, where it's mefulish, mishtevre, it's open from both ends, it doesn't have a bottom that could hold, it's also makabel tumah. But these four, the din is pshutem toir, makablem tmeim. The Rav also brings down, he brings it from the sugya in Bava Basra, that Chazal asered pshute kli eitz or v'or v'etzem. These middle kli chers not, but eitz or v'etzem, they did aser midrabon, they are mekabel tumah. Kli schuchas, he brings down that even though they asered it agav kli chers, but it's yoyse chomer from kli chers. Kli chers is not mekabel tumah migabo, it's only mekabel tumah b'toicho. Kli schuchas is mekabel tumah like anything else, because it's a regular kli. It's a regular kli, they asked it otu kli cheres, but now that they asked it like a regular kli. It's not metamev avi, it's metamev from the outside. What is interesting is that even though we just said that there were goyzer on kli or etzem, the eitz on pshutem shal kli schuchas, they didn't ask it at all. Because Chazal wanted to make a hekera that what's Tamim Midrabanan, namely Kli Cheres, shouldn't have the same level of Tumah as the Kelim Lehem and Tamim Deraisa. There's another point to make as well, which comes from the Sugya and Shabbos Daf Tezayin. On the one hand, Kli Cheres, they're asked because the raw material is Daimah. I'm sorry, Kli Schuchas is Daimah to Kli Cheres. On the other hand, Kli Schuchas has a similarity to Kli Metechas, and it's this. Kli cheres, we're going to learn the next line in the Mishnah is Nishberu Toheru. Kli cheres has a chumra and a kula. It can't be tabled in a mikvah. The way to be mitar kli cheres that touch the sheretz v'chadoyme is by breaking it. Once it's broken, it's ois kli cheres. Kalim that are metal, even if they're broken, they can be welded back together again, and therefore it goes back to its state of tumah. Kli schuches can also be glued back together again. Kli cheres can't be, but kli schuchas can. So in that way, it's doimit to mateches. Because of that, they wanted to give it a similarity also to mateches. That's why they were goyzer that should be metamim migavoy v'loy me'aviroy. One more point. What we mentioned that they were goyzer on kli etzem and kli or and kli eitz midrabanan that pshutem on the kabbal tumah is not so poshut. You look at the mefarshim over here. It's a shayla. Rashbam and other Rishonim had to learn Pasugim and Bava Basra. It's not even clear what the Maskonah Sakamora over there is. So Lamaisi, you look, let's say, at the Rosh over here and the Pirush. The Rav says what we just said, that Chachom goes with Tumah Pshute Kli or Eitz Ve'etzem. However, the Rosh over here in his Pirush says that even Midrabon in the Torah. And the Raya, he says, is in Pshat. The Mishnah mentions what's Tamim Midrabonon. Kli Schuchas is only Midrabonon. Kli schuches being midrabanon says that the mission is including midrabanon. Why wouldn't you include also pshute kli eitz or ve'etzim, which are also tamei midrabanon? So it's a little bit shverlach according to the Rav how to read the lashon of the Mishnah. What you'll have to say is that the midrabanon that they mentioned was a new type of kli. We said that kli schuches is not just a din midrabanon; they created a new category of kelim. And what exactly it is, like we're saying, b'midim suyem, it's doim to this, it's doim to that. Masha'en kein, the prat of how something is tamei, that's only an extra din noisefes midrabanan that the Mishnah wouldn't have to mention. The kli mateches that we're mentioning, which is mitamei pshutehem, the truth of the matter is that the first 10 prokem of kelim now, the first third, what's called the bava kama of meseches kelim. The island, by the way, is bakant with the terms bava kama, bava metziah, bava basra from Seyed and Ezekin. When you look at the Tosefta over here, there's three mesechtis in meseches kelim. Bava kama, first 10 prokem, bava metziah, and bava basra. Over there is three bavas, three doorways into meseches Ezekin, and these are three bavas into meseches kelim. So the bava kama of kelim is the subject line, is tumas kei klei cheres. The halachas that kli mateches is mitame pshutehen, as well as mikablehem, is a din which we'll see in the 11th parak. But because it's so far down the road, we'll just mention one fact. The Torah in the Parsha of Klei Midyan mentions the types of metal which are mekabel tuma. Zov, kesef, nechoshes, barzel, bdul, oiforos. So the glass is doima b'midim esuyem es tematechas, the shell is which type exactly. There's a famous discussion that we'll just point out that since the Torah is mefarat these six types, it's matched with these six types. If you'd find another type of metal, metal is something mined from the ground and it's smelted together with fire to turn it into a kli. If you'd find another type of material in the ground and you would make kalim out of it, it wouldn't be metame. It's not one of these six. And then it's a little bit of a shaila with clay schuchis. You want to make it bedoimet to clay mateches. There's no din to clay mateches is metame. There's only a din to clay mateches of these six types. It's not doimet to any one of these six types. That's a horror. We'll mention the Bizman Azeh, this is the famous discussion that was Lahalach when they invented aluminum kalim. Aluminum is not one of the six materials. It's something that was mined in the last, 100 years. And the shells of it's a new material. Well, it's Mekabel Tumah, because of that they say to be Tovah without a bracha. They say it's the Halach and Klei Midyan is Legabi a few different things. One is Legabi Kabbalah's Tumah, which is our subject. One is Legabi Tvilas Kelim. Kelim that are metamic, if they were made, owned by a goy, they need Tvilas Kelim before they can be used by Yid. Another is Legabi what you can use for Schach. Only materials that are Mekabel Tumah. All materials that are Mekabel Tumah are Posel L'Schach. What you can use for Netilas Yadayim is a subject of discussion. Another point worth mentioning is that the basic distinction between Kli Eitz and Kli Etzem is Kli Etzem is not only bones, but like we said, it's Talfayim, it's horns, it's hoofs, any hard material from the animal world. Not Dogim and Oifos, because they don't have it in Kabbalah's Tumah. The Din Kabbalah's Tumah is only by things that are made from Behemoth or Chaya. Clay Eitz also is not only wood, but it's things that are made from leaves, from anything else that comes from the plant kingdom. A nice shayla would be, what about things that come from rubber? Rubber is a liquid that comes out of certain types of trees. So L'chor, it's a shtukul b'daimit to Eitz. Shayla, it's really a different type of material, where that would also be included in Tumas Clay Eitz. We'll mention another point, L'gabe Pshute Kli Matchois, which are not Mekabel Tumah. The other ones is Mekabel Tumah. The other ones, Kli or Etzem Eitz, are Mekabel Tumah only when they have a base kibble, not when they have, not by Pshutehem. It's interesting is, what is the Makar? So we just mentioned this is more Choshev, less Choshev. The real truth of the matter is that there's a Kosovs. Rashi in Chulin Dav Chavhei says, that since the Makarim, we quoted this, is Iskish Lasak, that's Metaltum Mole Virekon, the ones that are Doim Lasak are the above mentioned, not Matechas. Matechas is not Doim Lasak. Rashbam says this in Bava Basadav Samachbav as well. So it sounds like, Pasha, it's a Kli, why not? I, there's a prerequisite of Metaltum and Mole Virekon that has to have a Kli. Okay, well, but Matechas doesn't say that. The Rambam appears from Mishnais in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph says, no, it says because the Pasuk says, Kol dovah sheyove b'mayim. Kol is a ribui that by kli mateches any type, even if it doesn't have a clay kibul. We sound from the Rambam that there's an extra ribui that kli mateches, some that's miyuchin for hishtamshus, like a kli, is tomei, even though be'etzim it does not meet the requirements for a shame kli, even legami mateches. So, Marshall, there are other dinim that are totally in a shame kli, besides for the ability to be mekabel tumah from a sheretz, let's say, or any other type of tumah. What's called a choytzitz legabe tzomet psil, which is a negoyim dekeshayla with some that's exposed to a dead body. Hashko asoyta, the water has to be poured into a kli. Kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, it has to be poured into a kli. There are netilas yadayim. Oh, there are other halachas that a totally in a shame kli, matechas as well. If it doesn't have a base kibble, it's not a kli. The chiddush over here is, kol ha-shayove b'mayim, is that kli, matechas is metame tumas kelim, because it has the material of metal, and it will be made into a kli, even though it's not bad to a kli now. That's the extra chiddush of the Rambam. Reb Chaim has an Indian, it's printed up in the Grach HaLashas, under the title Kovu L'Besev Choku, L'Gabi Pipes. what's called a kli legavi to make mayim shuvim. And he says that without a kli kibul, much like we just said mayim shuvim, which passes the water of a mikvah, without the clay kibul, even by metal, it's not a kli. There's no halacha that a flat piece of metal, which you're going to turn into a kli, maybe it's already even being used as a kli, but it's flat, it's not a kli. It doesn't have a base kibul, it's not a kli. There's a bazunda exerts a cost of kolash yev mamayim that kli mateches is enough of a kli even b'shut tempi mekabel tomo. That's the way to learn over here, according to the Rambam. There's another detail in the Mefarshim we quoted before, the Rav, where he says that this halacha pshutehem umekablehem, you can't include kli cheres, because by the above mentioned kli etzem, etc., it's totally in a base kibul, and there being some place where whatever you're putting in the contents, fruits, whatever it is you're putting into the kli could sit. Masha'enken, by kli cheres, even if it would be open at either end and it can't sit there, but there's a toich. Toich without kli kibul would also be metame. L'maisa the Mefarshim and Mishnah matmir tuva on the Rav, look at the Melech HaShloima and others, there are cases that have a toich and l'gabi kli cheres the tor. Mishpach Shal Balabayis, we're going to have in a few Mishnayis. There's a case in Mishnah Vov, Titrus, Blazer Ben Sonic Mitar, even though it has a toich because it doesn't have a kli kibul, would sound like, even though the halach is a toich and mitame, but it does need a kli kibul. So Achrenim explained the fundamental concept over here, the Sidre Taira, the Chaznish, and others, that the clay kibul, which is a necessary prerequisite, legabi or eitz, the etzem, means that the kli has to be designed. The shem kli is totally in design. Things are not by accident. So it's not raw material. It's raw material that's designed to hold on to something. It's metaltum oliverekon. It's designed, the clay kibul is part of the basic functioning and design of the kli itself. Kli cheres, heyos de toiches metame, kli kibul just means that in order for it to be a kli, it has to function. Something that has absolutely no holding power can't function as a kli. So of course it's not metame, it has to be a kli. The point is that the functioning doesn't have to be in the design. What's the nafkamina? So the Rash says this point to the Rav, and he points out that a tanur, which is a kli cheres, and it's metame, it has its own dynamics. We'll learn me at Hashem all the halachos of a tanur. A tanur could have walls, but it doesn't have a top, it doesn't have a bottom. It has a toich, where there's heat, where there's coals, or there's wood, and the floor will be the base kibul. Now, nobody's going to say when you put walls of an oven down and you cement them into the floor, that the floor is part of the kli cheres. It's just holding it. But it does function as a kli because you could put the food down on the floor of the oven. So it functions with a kli kibul, but it doesn't have a kli kibul. That'll be the nafkamina. By kli or eitz ve'etzem, it has to have it in the design of the kli. And by metal, like we just said, pshutem also can function as a kli. But even where it does function as a kli, there it'll be metame. Okay, the next halacha that we have over here is the Mishnah says, Nishberu toheru. If a kli cheres breaks, if it's nishbar, it becomes tohor. Now this halacha is a necessity by kli cheres, because by kli cheres, the Torah says in Pasha Shemini that the way to be metare from a kli cheres that was mekabel tumah from a sheretz or from anything else is shvira. The Torah is clear over there in the Psukim that if it's a kli, a beged, not a kli cheres, the tvila b'mikveh is the metare. The Torah contrasts tvila b'mikveh to shvira b'kli cheres. So what it sounds like is that shvira b'kli cheres is in place of tvila k'mikveh. We'll just point out, by the way, not negate to our Mishnah, that kli cheres has another unique property. By klei midyon, there's no hagolas kelim. There's no hagolas, it's not mechuyiv tvilas kelim. Doesn't do anything to tvilas kelim. And hagolas kelim doesn't do anything either. That's what's negate halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. Whatever kli cheres is b'zman hazeh. But al kapanim, the halacha is that the only way to be mitai kli cheres is shvi, it's mufurish in the pasuk. Now, there's no reason l'chayre to assume that shvira should not work by other kelim. It might not be necessary. Why would you break it if you could be tevil in a mikvah? But let's say it does break. Does it become tohor? So the Mishnah's Taharis brings a Chuvas Horid that says two reasons why Shvira works by all kelim, and there's a fundamental nafkamina between the two reasons. One reason is that Shvira is just making ice clear. There's no lumdus to it. So Mela, if it's making ice clear, and that's why it's not makabel tum anymore, why should that not be true by clay mateches or anything else. We'll see this halacha later on. Clay mateches, if you glue back together again, it goes back to its state of tumah. But that's a din derabbanan midderai. So yeah, no reason why the shvi shouldn't make it a istame. That's one. Voi, Tshuva Sarit says, Kalvachoymer. Ma klicher shein leitar b'mikvah, the shvira is metayer. All the kelim that tvila b'mikvah is metayer, shvira is not metayer, kalvachoymer. There's a fundamental chiluk between the two. There's a bavusta machlekes that Rabbi Senu Achroinim, Rabbi Chonon, Rabbi Ar, and other Achroinim, Mishnah Stiles, brings the Mekoyres Barichus, where one could clear, is Shvira a Mitaher, or Shvira is just a functional halacha that's always clear. It seems to be a Machlekes Rashi in Tosfos, in Chulin, Daf Kufchov, Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi says in Chulin that Shvira would be Mitaher or Klicheres, even though the pieces are now the size when there would be, you have a huge klicheres and you break it into pieces. The pieces themselves are enough to be kelim b'fnei atzmo. But lemaisa, it's broken. The kli that was, that became tomei, you have a big vat of klicheres. The smaller pieces are royal kabel tumah b'fnei atzmo. We'll see in Mishnah Beis what the shear of that is. Shivrei kli, when could they be mekabel tumah by themselves? But lemaisa, it broke. Rashi holds that it becomes tor. Tosfos in Chulin Daf Ayin Gimel argues, he says, if the Shvarim are ruining the Kabbal Tumah, that's not Shvira. L'chor, what Tosfos is saying is that the idea of Shvira is not a Lom D'Shezach. Shvira just means it's Ois Kli. What do you mean it's Ois Kli? It's Adayin Roy L'Kabbal Tumah. Rashi holds, Shvira is a Mitar, and breaking the Kli is Mitarit. That sounds like these two Lashonis in the Tosfos Rid, need the Tshuvas Harid, need these two Lashonis. If you hold that Shvira is a Mitar, so you have to learn it out as a Kal V'chomer, that by other Kalim that have Tvila B'mikva as a Mitar, so they also have the lower level Tara Ayde Shvira. According to the first Lashon, Shvira is nothing, Shvira just makes it Ayis Kli. So Mamela, by Kli Mateches, why shouldn't it work also? It's just Ayis Kli. Lachar, that would be according to Taisus. There's a Tosefes Dvarim, you do a Dikachidish, where you have Tosfos Shantz and the Meiri bring B'Shem Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam is from the Chachmei province. We don't have too much from him. And he brings Ahav L'Gechidosh Lefi, his gifts in the Teres Kainim, is that if somebody breaks a Kli Cheres, since it's a Metayer, so we have every time somebody's Torah in a Mikvah, or if you're Toivel a Kli in a Mikvah, there's Halacha of Harav Shemesh. You're not allowed to use it for Truma or Kachim until it's Shkia. So the same thing is true by Shvira. Clearly, what the Teres Kainim is saying, according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, is that Shvira is a Mitaher. The Teres Shantz argues, Rech Tzedok, the Teres Shantz is going with Shittas Tosfos. Either way you take it, the Mishnah then continues, Choza v'osem mehem kelim, mekablam tumah mikana lahava. What the Mishnah is saying is, the Rav points it out, that's not choza to its original state. You take the kliches, you glue it back together again, it was broken. Broken is broken. Now what you're doing is you're making a new kli. So Mela has a new status, the tumah that was there is poka, and now it could be roid lekabotum mikan veilach. Klicheres u kli neser. Kli neser is also klicheres. It's a type of, you find it in the things that were used in the Beis Hamikdash for cleaning. In the Sechah Shabbos you have it also. There's different types of earthenware. Tumasun shove, it's the same thing. And they are mistamin, they become tome, they can become tome, umitamin ba'avir. This is what we spoke about before, that klicheres is not mitame, as the kli, the chshivus of the klicheres is the functionality shabai. And the Torah said the way something comes into contact with the klicheres is if they're both ba'avir. It transmits tumah that way, and the tumah, let's say a sheretz, hanging in, transmits the tumah to the klicheres, duch da'avir the klicheres. What the gedder is that avir is considered a negia, or there's a new gzeres hakos of chalois havoras tuma al yidei using up the same airspace we've discussed before shtichel Reb Chaim with nafkaminis lahalacha. The next halacha in the Mishnah is mitamin me'achoy rehen ve'enam mitavim megabeim. The enam mitam megabeim, we understand. What that means is what we just said, that a klicheres, the oifin ha mistame u mitame is only bavir, not from the outside of the kli. What does it mean mitame acherem? It sounds like it is from the outside of the kli. So gabeim is the outside of the kli, the way tumah normally would touch a kli, the outside of the kli. Mitame acherem means the way the Rav has it from Rishonim and Shabbos and other places, is that we're talking about picture a big bowl, and the bowl has a base that stands on. Picture, let's say, a becher, that is, let's say, the kois part of the becher holds, let's say, 7 ounces, 8 ounces of wine, and it stands on a stem, and the stem is not a flat piece. It also has sort of a clay kibble. Inside that clay kibble, that's acherem, there's another piece of kli on the back of that kli cheres. The inside of that, the avir of that, is also mekabel tumah, even though that's not really the functionality of the kli, it's just there for standing. But since the maase does have a clay kibble, the avir shebetoichoi is mitameh. This is the way the Mefarshim explained this Mishnah. Mefarshim also point out, the Rav, coming from the Rash, explains that the loshin of ve'enem mitamin u'mitamin ma'acheren, it sounds like it's not mitamin ba'avir, which is the Mishnah says before, mitamin u'mitamin ba'avir. U'mitamin ma'acheren sounds like it has to be mitamin in the regular way. So what they want to be medayik is that me'acherem on the base kibble of the back, of the base of the kli, is only mitamin if it actually touches the wall of the kli chas itself, not ba'avir. And the reason for this, the way they explain it is that Be'etzim, the base, should not be a kli. It's just there for standing. It's not there to actually be mekabel anything. Functionality-wise, Midereis, it's not mekabel tum. It's only Din Derabbanan, because Lamaisa, it does have a tsura of a base kibul. Therefore, they were only mitamit. They only made that chumra, Midereabbanan, only if it actually touches. That's why the shinui of the Lashon and the Mishnah is there. Ve'ena mitamit gaben, like we said, the back of the base, the outside of the base, of course, is no worse than Gabayim by the Kli itself. And the Mishnah finishes off with Shvirasim and Tarasim. Now let's finish off with the way we explained the Mishnah. There's a Chiddush. And the Chiddush is that you could see Maga, which is the normal way of transmitting Tumah, and Avir as just two levels of the same thing. That's what it sounds like. So they weren't mitamit with the same choymer of avir, since it's only midrabban, they were mitamit b'maga. That's assuming that avir and maga are two levels of the same thing. We explained previously in the shita the Rambam, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like avir is a new type of chalois, oifin transmitting tumah. It has nothing to do with maga. It's not a more refined type of maga, a less direct type of maga. It's something else. Smell it for it to be Tomei b'maga, when there is no din tumas maga by klicheres, is hard, and it could be that that's why the Rambam, and this is also the sheet of the Goin, they had a different avon in this Mishnah. They learned that what we call over here me'acheren is a tremendous chiddush, which the other Rishonim clearly don't hold of, and that is the halacha that klicheres is mekabel tumah and it transmits tumah ba'avir is only true for the klicheres to become tomei. But acherein is mitame. Once the klicheres becomes tame, it can transmit tumah to oichel that touches the back of the kli. The limitation that klicheres is only mekabel tumah ba'avir, not with maga, is a din klicheres being mekabel tumah. But once there is tumah, the tumah is transmitted derech touch, like anything else. This is the way the Rambam explains. And again, kanir, the most of the Rishonim don't hold that way.